Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival. Lord, send a revival and let it begin in me. Oh, that's old. I remember that as a kid. We used to sing that in church. And we would sing that as they were making announcements about special meetings or if they were talking about how the Lord needed to be at work in our hearts. We'd sing that song. Maybe you did too. Maybe you remember that. And if you don't, you've learned something. So, congratulations. Good morning. You're listening to WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. It's time for our prayer time broadcast. We're a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much.
Now, we talked yesterday about supernatural things, you know, about super stuff, but also supernatural things. And we quoted from Hudson Taylor, the missionary who broke open China for the gospel. And he was talking about all of the fact that we were supernatural people with a supernatural God. We need to live like it. So we're reminded that the supernatural power that he was talking about through the Holy Spirit is available just like it was when he wrote in, or when the article was written in 1900. The question is, are we receiving the power that the Holy Spirit wishes to give us just as the disciples did over 2,000 years ago? Now, how do we find ourselves endowed with the abundant power of the Holy Spirit? Well, we follow the example of the early Christians, right? We avoid falling for the temptations of the world. We pray. We put God and Jesus Christ first in every aspect of our lives. We need to become completely sold out and available to His working and filling through us and of us. And then God works. God will change our lives if we ask Him to. First of all, you have to be born again. You have to be saved. You have to have placed your faith in Jesus Christ. And then you have to follow the Lord. So it's got to start in our hearts. It's also in our homes, in our churches, in our communities, and in our countries, and then it goes beyond. We've got to go back to reading God's Word if we haven't been reading God's Word. One of the things I like on my smartphone is that I've got a couple of apps to get to the Word of God, and I enjoy when I'm sitting somewhere, doctor's office or dentist office, waiting around for stuff. I sit, and then I can read God's Word as I'm waiting. I think that's pretty neat. I enjoy doing that. And I can do that on my phone. Well, I like that. But we need to get back to reading God's Word on a regular basis and in those opportune times as well. We need to not only read it, we need to believe it. We need to hide it in our hearts. We need to memorize it. And we need to share it. Share God's Word with others. Now, when this becomes the high priority of our lives, the Word of God, then we see the work of the Holy Spirit coming about in our lives. So whatever we do, wherever we go, to whomever we speak, we need to put aside the nonsense, and we need to make ourselves available to become a true ambassador of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, the supernatural power that Hudson Taylor was talking about that we quoted yesterday makes clear the fact that we need God's Word. And God's Word makes it clear this way, that if we apply our lives, if we apply the Word of God to our lives, then good things will happen. Jesus said in John 10:10, "I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." Or some would say more supernaturally. So are you a Superman, Superwoman? Well, you are in Christ. So God's army of surrendered believers is made up of supernatural people. So today, take up your cross and follow Him, as He told us to do. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Move forward to victory. You can make a difference in your world. It's not for some person who is unknown to you only, but you can make a difference in the world at large. Let's go to prayer, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank You. We thank You for Your love for us, Your mercy, Your goodness. We thank You. We thank You for salvation in Jesus Christ. We thank You for the grace and mercy that's new every morning. We thank You for the peace that is ours. We thank You for the hope of glory, Jesus Christ in us. We thank You for that. And we thank You for that home in heaven that You have prepared or are preparing for us. Now, Father, we ask for Your provision in this mundane world, that You would make provision for each one of us, and that You would provide for the work of WHCB as well. And we thank You. We thank You that You allow us to participate with You in Your work. Now, Father, we ask Your special blessings on our listeners today. We ask that You would just give them great blessings as You work in their lives today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.